The History Man with Terry Kringle.
Hello. In August 1933, the Isle of Man Examiner carried the compelling headline, International Crook Captured in Douglas. It was a story I simply had to read. After all, what on earth? After all, what on earth was he doing in Douglas in the 1930s when it was nothing but the playground of happy summer holidaymakers? Well, it seems he was a big-time pickpocket in an era when there were a lot of his sort working in Britain's holiday resorts. When he was hauled up before the High Bailiff's Court, he was described as a continental thief of considerable experience. His name was given as Henry Arkell, and he was 36 years old. Inquiries made at Scotland Yard revealed that he was born in the Russian Black Sea resort of Odessa, and his real name was Michael Vasilievich. He was charged first with attempting to pick the pocket of a fellow passenger on board the steamer Peel Castle as she arrived in Douglas from Liverpool. The case against him was that it had happened when he and his intended victim were queuing up to get off the boat, and that he chose the wrong man altogether. John Pennington was from Liverpool, and he was a retired police constable. He took prompt action when he recognised what was going on. Leaving his wife and two daughters, who were behind him, he took Arkell in a firm policeman's grip and marched him down the gangway and onto the pier, where he handed his man over to local police constable Neen. In the High Bailiff's Court, a great deal more was revealed about Arkell. He pleaded not guilty, and because he spoke no English or very little, he told his side of the story in German through an interpreter. In the witness box, he said he had come to Britain from Ostend. He suffered from tuberculosis, and his doctor had advised him to seek a change of climate. In Liverpool, he continued, he saw an advertisement for the Isle of Man and decided to go to Douglas on a day trip. When he was getting off the boat, he continued, people were crowded together waiting to go down the gangplank, so that his coat became accidentally caught up with Mr. Pennington's. There was no intention, he averred, of trying to pick anybody's pocket. It was a pretty feeble story, and when his criminal record obtained from Scotland Yard was given to the court, the game was up. He had 15 previous convictions, most of them offences committed on the continent, the first for theft in 1921 when he was 24. For this he went down for 2 years. No sooner than he was free, he was again charged with theft, and this time he got 12 months inside. In 1929 he turned up in London, where he was sent down for attempting to pick pockets. In 1930 he was up before Bow Street Magistrates Court for being an illegal immigrant to the UK, after which he was deported to Poland. Clearly he was no master criminal, he just kept on getting caught, and seemed to have spent more time in prison than out. Now in the Isle of Man he was charged with being there as an alien for unlawful purposes. The High Bailiff said there had been no doubt about Arkell's intentions, which were to pick pockets, and this time in Mr. Pennington he had chosen the wrong man for the purpose. Arkell was sentenced to 3 months in the Isle of Man's then prison in Douglas in Victoria Road, and when he was released he was put on the first boat back to Liverpool with no return ticket. He never came back to the Isle of Man, as far as I know.